handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Show number 45 for the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN. Today is December 11th, 2021. If you're listening live, beautiful. If you're listening live or listening to a rebroadcast, I appreciate your being here. I hope you all had a good week. I know it's a little crazy out there. My heart goes out to everybody who's dealing with, whether it's the flu itself or this giant hoax that's been built up on top of it to usher in global tyranny. I know everybody's facing a different challenge, and my heart goes out to you, so I'm glad you're here. We have a wonderful guest lined up for you. Before I bring him on, I just want to let everybody know, if you're new to the show or not sure what the White Rose is all about, White Rose Resistance Hour, it's an homage to a group of college students in Germany in the era of the Third Reich, and they intellectually and philosophically stood up against the Third Reich, and they encouraged their fellow Germans to not be good Germans, air quotes there, but to become informed and engaged and stand up against the atrocities and the takeover by the Third Reich. And they were very influential. They wrote six leaflets that got out, and I think a seventh that was later made public, but they can be accessed do an internet search for the White Rose Resistance, and they're very—they're right on target for what's going on now. You know, for what's going on with this whole global reset, the Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution, COVID-19 hoax that's been perpetrated upon the world in an orchestrated manner, and is actually the textbook definition of conspiracy. They have conspired to roll this out to oppress everyone and bring in a global totalitarian regime. So anyway, that's that. And I'm glad you're here. We're going to have a nice chat with James White. James is on the line with us, and I'm going to bring him on and let you guys hear what he has to say. He's informed and engaged and very inspirational. So Jim, are you with us? Jim, can you hear me? All right. Well, we'll have him on in a minute. I guess we were working on getting James on.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Hey, great. Thank you. Jim, it's good. Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
Yep. I can hear you loud and clear. 5x5.
Ah, beautiful. Thanks so much for coming on. Yeah, if you could just go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience. We've got a great audience. They're very well informed, and we've got a long segment here of about 20 minutes, but just take as much time as you like and just introduce yourself to our audience.
Well, thanks so much. First of all, I appreciate you having me on the broadcast. As you stated, my name is Jim White. I live in Montana, one of the fourth largest state in the country, and it's only got about just over a million people, so there's a lot of land out here. They call it Big Sky Country because there's a whole lot of open space out here. It's a beautiful place to live. I live just in the shadow, pretty much, of the Rocky Mountains, not very far from Glacier National Park. It's about 40 minutes from where I'm at here. So I moved up here about 10 years ago from Michigan, and spent a lot of years doing computer stuff, computer networking, that type of thing. And came out here to Montana, started Northwest Liberty News 2013. I was doing Northwest Liberty News for many years and doing the radio broadcasts. I broadcast on AM, FM, I should say, about a year and a half or so, broadcast on several different networks. I was approached about a year and a half ago and asked to be involved with Montana Daily Gazette newspaper, which is now the number one online newspaper in Montana. And I became one of the, a part owner of that publication. And I spun off the Montana Gazette radio show from that, from, that being the foundation, the Montana Daily Gazette. I spun off into the Montana Gazette radio broadcast, and we were then just, things just kept working out. I mean, it was just, God's plan, I guess. We were approached by someone that had just purchased the radio station in Hardin, Montana. And they called me and asked me if I would run their station for them. So I spoke to the group that we had together for the newspaper, and we took over the role of providing all the programming for that radio station, KHDN, in Hardin, Montana. I'm a station manager of that station, and I have my show is broadcast on that station. And I will be in January. Mike Adams gave me a call, from the health ranger Mike Adams. He gave me a call and asked me if I'd be on his new Brighton radio network starting in January. So I'll be doing that. I'm delighted to be involved with Mike Adams. I think he's a first-class guy. He has great information, great website. So I'll be doing that radio broadcast 5 days a week from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And like you said, man, I'm just, I'm trying to get the word out. I realize that we're, and what you just stated earlier, I think in the run-in, kind of what you were saying is we're just, this is the crossroads. I mean, this is the battle for everything. I mean, this is our, literally the future of our nation, I believe, hangs in the balance right now. And my entire goal, is just to red pill people, wake people up. Because I think once people, here's the way that I feel, Stuart, is, once people, the whole con falls apart, the only way that a con can continue to go on is the people that are being conned aren't aware that they're being conned. Once they become aware that it's all a big con, the whole con falls apart. And I think sort of that's where we're at right now. You're seeing the backlash against the mainstream media. I believe I just saw today where one of the CNN producers just got busted for, I think, grooming 8-9-year-olds. I mean, we're talking, scum of the earth type stuff. So I believe that there's an awakening happening, that they cannot produce enough lies any longer to overcome all the truth that people like yourself, myself, Mike Adams, and plenty others are putting out. So I think that's where we're at right now. I know that's not really exactly, I didn't exactly answer your question. I mean, I did partially, but I kind of ad-libbed a little bit. But yeah, that's where I'm out there, to just spread the truth and wake people up and get the word out and show people that, we have a lot more power than we really think we do. We just have to stand up and exercise it.
Yeah, well said, Jim. Yeah, definitely. There seems to be a lot of tips of the iceberg that have come up from time to time, whether it's Epstein or, older situations where, these pedophiles and these, these disgusting people that are at the helm of media and government are busted, but people are, they're really resistant to connecting the dots and seeing that this is the standard operating reality for these people, that you look at all the people that have been busted in Great Britain or in the United States, whether it's going all the way back to the Franklin scandal or Epstein or Speaker of the House in the United States not too many years back, being convicted for serial pedophilia, a predator, and then all of this going on now, it's really tough for people, but I think it's becoming harder and harder to avoid, with all of these things coming out about, these people being involved in really horrendous, hurtful things. So I totally agree with you. It's getting more difficult for people to be in denial. And if you could, I mean, you know, you mentioned ad-libbing. Ad-lib away, brother. You're very good at summing things up. And if you were to have just a couple minutes in an elevator to kind of encapsulate things to somebody who was reluctant to face, you know, what we're up against here, this whole global agenda and the, you know, basically what it comes down to, I believe, is a satanic pedophile network, you know, backing it all for their, you know, consolidation of power under their control. What would you say to somebody? I mean, how would you sum up what it is, this global agenda that we're facing? I mean, what's your take on what it is that we're facing and the different, you know, major points of evidence that support that understanding? You know, how would you kind of phrase it, you know, to, in your words, from your perspective?
Well, there's many different points that you can draw from as evidence, right? They have repeatedly stated what their goal is over and over again. So it depends upon whichever document you want to, whether you go with the Georgia Guidestones, whether you look at the writings of David Rockefeller. Some people seem to forget that if you look back, and I think it's the 1972 Bilderberg meeting, perhaps. I think David Rockefeller referenced in his memoirs where he literally stated that he is for a one world order and a government that run by the super elite, and the rest of us are basically just slaves. So, you know, what I've said on my show many times. So we have to, there's a couple things that we have to do. We have to attack the system, and I'm not calling for violence. I'm calling for, you know, action. I'm calling for people to stand up and fight against the system, because the people, they're actors. That you can remove people and put other people in their place, and they have plenty of those willing dupes that will step in and pick up the slack. That if you just continue to focus on the people and the personalities, nothing's ever going to change, because it's not them, it's the system. So what I try to do is have people focus on the entire system is corrupt. So that's where I think you have to take the axe to the root, if you will. Now, you talk about the satanic underpinnings of all this. Absolutely. Sadly, it's sad to state, you know, I for 2 years, I worked pretty much exclusively with child trafficking, CPS, family court, uncovered. I was under surveillance by the feds, the crooked feds that had, we blew this whole case open in Douglas, Colorado. That was on Daily Beast and MSNBC and all that stuff. Without going into all that, I have a great deal of experience with this whole satanic ritualistic abuse, because I've interviewed several people. I just interviewed, believe it or not, Megan Walsh here a couple of months ago, John Walsh's daughter. I was the first one to interview her before she went on and did a bunch of interviews, which is great, because she's got a great message to get the word out. But no, here's what it is. They use, their children are their currency. That is what they utilize. They utilize children. As much as I hate to say it, children are their currency. Whether it literally is giving children away to other elites or utilizing children for blackmail, which is huge. Most all of these people that are in positions of power are there because they're blackmailable. They will do what they're told. And if they don't, well, they either get run out on a rail or worse. So, you know, you look at a guy like Ron Paul, for example. I don't believe Ron Paul ever compromised himself, right? Because they would have certainly, if they would have, they would have shown, they would have produced that or used that as leverage against them. What'd they do? He didn't play ball. They just ignored him. I mean, he came in second one time on one of these primaries, and they just omitted his name. Like, they just didn't even put it on there. They went from first to third. So they have a grip on this whole entire nation, and they have had, you know, it's arguable, depending who you talk to. Some people say hundreds of years. Some people say thousands of years. I talked to somebody today at a meeting at my office. They say it goes back to Babylonian times. You know, I wish I was smart enough to know all that, but I know this. That these people are evil. These people serve the devil, I think. Satan is their master. And their goal is to destroy anything that is any humanity, anything that makes us human. That's why they're injecting us with this. It's the transhumanism. You probably have covered that on your show. I mean, this is a concerted effort. What's happening is people are waking up. In a nutshell, people are waking up so fast and so widespread that their backs are against the wall. I think the elites are on the run. I mean, I'm optimistic. I really do. They never wanted this stuff to come out, Stuart. They never wanted this pedophile stuff to come out. They never wanted this Epstein Island stuff to come out. What about NXIVM? No one ever talks about that. I mean, NXIVM, there were Hollywood people involved. Were they branded these people like slaves? They branded their private parts or down by their genital area. I mean, you don't hear about that. This Keith Raniere guy. I mean, there was the Hollywood elites involved in that. So, you know, we're dealing with a whole entire corrupt establishment that has been in power for arguably hundreds of years, and I believe that their time is coming to an end, and you're seeing it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because you corner a rat, they got no other choice. They're going to get mean, and they're going to do things. And plus, these people are psychopaths. I mean, they're literally psychopaths. So I don't put anything past them at all. Sorry for ranting, man.
That's why I got you on the show. I wanted to hear what you had to say, and I think that was very, very well put. And you know, I can back that up with personal experience. I have had chats with members of Congress. I had one member of Congress reveal to me in a candid moment directly, standing talking with this, with this congressperson. And they told me, they said, look, you know, I asked, why is it that nobody, except for this one person, this isn't Ron Paul, although I've spoke with Ron Paul a couple of times, but this other member of Congress told me that, look, they have something over every member of Congress. And they threaten you. They have something over you. If not you, then somebody in your office or your family. And this person was told if they came out with their understanding and knowledge of the truth of what actually happened on 9/11, directly told that they would be killed, and that their family was in jeopardy. So, yeah, absolutely. This is no joke. And I believe you have a good understanding. Ron Paul, I think, was not compromised to the degree that the other ones are. I don't think he ever went to Epstein's Island. But, you know, one of the members of a group that I was co-founder of, We Are Change Los Angeles, asked Ron Paul directly and in person, you know, after chatting with him about the Federal Reserve and ending the Fed, she asked him, she said, well, why don't you address the truth about 9/11? And he stopped and he turned to her and he said, look, I can't handle the controversy. So that's another method of control. He, you know, maybe wasn't blackmailed, but he understood that if he did address 9/11, you know, directly, that it would just be a complete poop storm. It would just, so yeah, they have a huge amount of control, and it is a really, really overwhelming amount of control that they have. But, you know, I am optimistic too, because I think people are losing faith in the media. That's the thing about con artistry, is it relies on the confidence game. And people, after seeing years and decades of lies and misrepresentation by the media, people are starting to back away from it and recognize it for what it is. So I'm optimistic as well, definitely. But we've got a break coming up here.
You know what I can't figure out, Stuart?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Do you have a break coming up? I apologize.
Yeah, it seems to me like
some people are under. It seems to me, I just can't wrap my mind around certain things, and it just seems to me that certain people are just under a spell or some sort of mind control trick or something. And I know that sounds kind of a little woo woo, but when you see some of the information that is available, that is just, it's undisputable on some of these things, and it's their own words, and they come out and they state these, their intentions, and you see what's going on match so closely to what they stated they were going to do. And you point this out to people that are relatively, you think they're relatively intelligent, they seem to be, and it's just they cannot put their mind around, you know, just common sense.
Yeah, they're willfully ignorant. And let's address that when we come back from the break we've got here. We've got a break coming up. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back to the White Rose Resistance Hour and Jim White.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The Commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to Founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the second segment here of the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN. This is show number 45, and I'm here with my my guest, Jim White, and we were discussing some stuff. He brought up some excellent points before we went to break. I want to see if we can unpack those a little bit more. How a lot of people are aware of what's going on, but just will not actually embrace the truth of what we're facing. They are in denial. And what we're looking at, I believe, Jim put it very well, as they're under a spell. And that is actually, I think, to a large degree for a good percentage of people, exactly what is going on. They are literally under a spell being perpetrated by members of government and media. This is basically actual sorcery. Now, they are very, very adept and have been for hundreds, if not thousands, of years of mind control. And that is also to a large degree what these people actually are. It is an ancient cult of a would-be ruling class elites that have occulted or hidden knowledge of how to manipulate what they perceive as a peasant class, and they believe they are part of a ruling class and are, you know, have the right to do that, which of course we know they don't. But this is sorcery. And you pointed out, you know, a quote from one of these, you know, would-be ruling class elites, David Rockefeller, in his memoirs, where, you know, he actually admitted to this. He admitted to, you know, being part of a conspiracy to undermine America, and still people don't want to accept this for what it is. And I think it's very important. I'm glad you brought it up, but I want to read this quote. This is from David Rockefeller's memoirs, chapter 27, page 406. And these are the words of David Rockefeller. He says, some even believe that we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that is the case, if that is the charge, I stand guilty and I am proud of it. So there he is saying straight out, I am guilty of conspiring to form a one world government. And still people, you know, are under a spell. They refuse to acknowledge. So I think the outtake from this, and I'd love to hear your input on it, is that there are, unfortunately, a lot of people that will exercise their will to be willfully ignorant and will never face really what's going on, even though part of them knows. And we can't expect them all to come around. And, you know, we need to encourage the people that are, you know, willing to face this, to become part of a resistance, to disengage from mainstream media, maybe from banking, to become more self-sufficient without these systems of control. So, Jim, I'd love to hear your input on what I just ranted about there.
Well, you know, I think one of the places that it started, and you realize when you look back now, you look where we're at now, and if you look back at, you know, periods in, you know, in recent history, and the cult, the changing culture, I mean, how they really started, they started this politically correct movement. You had to be PC. So what did that do? That started chilling people's speech, because if you weren't politically correct, then you weren't a member of the herd. See, this is a scientific dictatorship. They're well aware that it's much easier to control a massive amount of people than it is to control you and I. All they have to do is, I'm sure they're probably well studied on the work of Edward Bernays, who wrote the famous book Propaganda. I mean, the guy lays it all out, how to control the masses. And that's really what they've been able to do. Now, you touched on the MK Ultra aspect of it. And what you see here is what this, see, there's a couple different systems that they run too. Problem, reaction, solution. That's one of the ones that they use, the Hegelian dialectic, where they create the problem, they wait for your reaction, and they come in with the solution. And also divide and conquer. That's another very common system or military tactic, I guess you could say, that they run on the population. That is what the whole politically correct movement, that was part of the divide and conquer strategy, because people they're afraid to speak. They're afraid to communicate because they may offend someone, and then they're going to be ostracized or outcast, and they're not going to be in the herd. And whether people like to admit it or not, everybody has a sense that they want to belong to something. They don't want to be an outcast or be shunned from society. And people say, well, it doesn't really bother me. And some people, it probably doesn't bother them too much. But ultimately, they know this, right? The elites
yep.
know.
They are doing exactly that. Now, we've got a break here. Sorry, this one snuck up on us. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about that some more.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe and our guest Jim White. Jim, we were talking about some great stuff. I'm sorry I let that last break sneak up on us. That's a short segment, but we're into our final long segment here. We've got, you know, a full 20 minutes to flesh out some of the great points that you were bringing up there about the control mechanisms and, you know, how the how they create this spell that they've got a lot of people under, divide and conquer, for certain, you know, getting everybody to be at odds with each other, whether it's different colors or different religions. And then we've got problem, reaction, solution. You know, I think all these gun-related incidents are great examples of that. They keep rolling those out. We keep finding ties between the FBI and these, you know, active shooters and whatnot in order to roll out their gun control agenda, because they don't want an armed population that can resist, you know, should it come to that. And they haven't accomplished that yet, thank God. But, yeah, absolutely. You bring up great points there. So let's go ahead and talk about that, because you were mentioning about the herd mentality that they've created versus outcasts, and people don't want to be thought of as outcasts, but in reality, a lot of people that are coming to the conclusion that they are being lied to by government, and that government, you know, is a gaggle of ne'er-do-wells and con artists, as is media, we are not the outcasts. You know, we are the sensible ones that are willing to, you know, stand aside from the people that are under the spell. And, you know, what are your thoughts on the what I believe is the fact that there are a lot more of us than they would have us believe?
Well, there's no doubt there is. And again, that's why they want to keep us separate. That's why they want 6-foot distancing. That's why they want people to wear a mask. That's why they didn't want people to get in together in groups, because they're kryptonite. The kryptonite for these globalist scoundrels is an awake and active populace. That's what keeps them awake at night, I believe, you know, waking up in cold sweats, is the fact that people are going to wake up in mass, and there's going to be a tipping point. And I believe, Stuart, I think we're coming close to it. I don't know what it's going to be, but they know that, I think they know that their time is short. It's already, I believe, a foregone conclusion, because the only thing that they had, really the last thing they had keeping them in power and keeping their narrative, you know, being propagated continuously, is the corrupt, bought, you know, paid for CIA Mockingbird media. They are now, I believe, like the Hindenburg coming down, and they're in flames, and they're about to be extinguished, I believe, pretty soon, majority of them. I knew, I'll tell you something, I told my wife, this is probably 4 years ago, maybe five, whenever Trump became president, and he started going over the media and around them and using Twitter and social media, and he was able to get around the mainstream media via social media. Now, this is not whether you care about Trump or don't care about Trump, not a Trump thing. It's the concept that he was able to circumvent the corrupt media and get directly to the folks and have 70, 80 million Twitter followers, or however many it was on Twitter. When that happened, when I saw him doing that, I said to my wife, I said, they're done. I said, they're going to be out of control here in a matter of time. I didn't know how long it was going to be. Timing's always hard. But I knew once the media, the mainstream media, the lamestream Mockingbird media, and when I say Mockingbird, it's a legitimate CIA operation Mockingbird, where they literally controlled the narrative on, what, how many, 400 different media outlets or whatever it was? I mean, this is not speculation.
Just to interject a quote from former head of the CIA, I think it was William Covey, actually stated that the CIA owns everyone of any significance in mainstream media.
Right, right. And that's who we've been, you know, conditioned to trust. So what this whole, I believe, the political correctness was a precursor to get people ready for the social credit score. Now, if you're familiar with what they're doing in China with the social credit score, everything's tied into your phone, you know, all of your, you know, how obedient you are and all that, you know, there's a whole bunch of different factors. But if you interact with someone that's a lower social credit score than you, of course, they can geolocate your phone. So they know who's in proximity of each other. If you interact too closely with someone from a lower credit score, your credit score gets lowered. So technically, they're creating like a caste system where these people that don't comply with the government and don't do what they're told, right, they become the outcast. They don't get the good jobs. Their children can't get in the good schools, right? They don't get the good seats at the local restaurants. Now, that is what they're trying to do here. And I'll tell you something, Stuart, you talked about the Great Reset. There is going to be a Great Reset. There's no avoiding that. But who is going to control things after the reset? That is the battle right now. I mean, if the globalists continue to maintain control, it could be 1,000 years of the darkest age that we've ever come across in this country. Or, you know, if we go down the other path where we take our country back and we root out these criminals, it could be the land of milk and honey for generations and generations to come. You know, I don't know exactly how it's all going to shake out. All I know is that we're in the battle. Every day I've said on my show, people need to understand, when you wake up in the morning and put your feet on the floor and get out of bed and put your feet on the floor, you're in the war. Have war footing, because the battle's going on. It's raging every single day. And I know it's not a great thing to think about, and people don't want to, you know, come to terms with the fact that we're involved in this right now. But we have to, at least until we vanquish these tyrants, until we get our country back, we have to be on a war footing every single day, Stuart. That's my view.
Yeah, that's so important. And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And
it's different
for everybody. But I think everybody should do exactly what you're stating there, and realizing that we are at a crossroads, and they are waging war against us, and we are in a defensive posture here, and we have right on our side. We have whatever you relate to as divinity on our side, and that's a powerful thing, to know that we can act boldly and powerful forces will align with us. And I'm sure you felt that. I felt that, you know, just getting out there a little bit and being a wrench in the spokes of these criminals. And we all need to do our individual little part to whatever degree that we can, and that's going to be different for everyone. I think I would encourage everybody that's at the point where they're gathering a good amount of knowledge and understanding and wisdom about this, and on the verge of being willing to be that unpopular person that will, speak up at a gathering and say, no, actually, this is what's going on. No, actually, to call BS on the emperor that's wearing no clothes. I think that's a very important first step, is just being willing to, in a good-natured, divinely empowered way, say, hey, no, well, really, let's be honest here. This is con artistry that we're facing. The media is clearly controlled. The government is clearly not on our side. There is a global agenda that they're all sold out to. And then, let's start taking some action. I mean, everybody needs to, search their hearts for what they can do to be part of the solution. And I'd like to spend the last part of the show here. We've got a good amount of time left, discussing some of the things that we can do. Now, I've done some of these things. I'm willing to talk about this stuff and maybe be unpopular, or maybe become even more popular with people that are, willing to face this stuff. But I've removed myself from the media, mainstream media. I've become a little bit involved in alternative media, which is we're doing right now. I'm not involved with the banking institutes. And so we can all do some stuff. I'm willing to, and have gone to city council meetings, school board meetings, and just, spoken up about what's going on, about this hoax, whether it's the PCR process that's, being used to substantiate this giant hoax, or, whether it's talking about whatever it is that's relevant to the situation at hand. Now, what would you say to help inspire people to do what they can and to become part of the a counter coup, for lack of a better way to put it?
Well, for me personally, I've gained more lessons and more knowledge in my failures than in my successes. Because when people succeed, they don't look back. They don't reflect. So that being said, everybody can do something, even if it's being a bad example for the rest of us. And let me explain that. Even if you try something and you fail at it, what you've done is you help the movement overall, because now other people that may have thought about doing that same thing now realize you've revealed the futility of going down that path or trying that option. So what you're doing is you've saved the rest of us time, and you've been an example. Even though you failed, you've still helped the overall movement. So with that in mind, Stuart, what is keeping anybody from going out and trying? I mean, everybody's got a phone, pretty much a smartphone these days, pretty much, or they have access to a camera. Most everybody's got a computer here in America with a camera on their laptop or their desktop. If you have a voice, if you can speak legibly, right, and you can hold your arm above your shoulder, you got what it takes to at least go out and just start questioning people. Hey, listen, say, come from the heart. Say, I'm confused about what's going on, and I don't like the direction the country's going in. What do you think about it? And just some people are going to say, I don't want to comment, but some people are going to speak about it and tell you what they think. And then that starts the conversation. That starts getting the ideas going. And then other people see you doing it, and then they get emboldened. They realize, because, you know, here's the thing, Stuart. Most people doing this don't, you know, most everybody, they don't have, like, you know, they're not superheroes. They don't fly in with a cape and a pair of tights on with a big S on their shirt. We're just regular folks that just realize our country is going to be gone if we don't stand up and do something. So there's people out there that are better than me and better than you and better than, you know, Mike Adams or Alex Jones or Stu Peters. They're out there. They just have to be motivated to act. And it starts by just standing up and doing something, anything. Write a letter to your editor if you don't want to have yourself known. Use an anonymous name if you have to. Use a pen name, a pseudonym. Just do something, because if you're not, here's what my thought is, Stuart, if you're not doing something right now, you will be, because the other side is very, very deep rooted. They have their people in every place, in all institutions, right? They are not going to go down easily. We outnumber them. It's so ridiculous how much we outnumber them. I mean, it's billions to thousands, and literally billions to thousands, yet we continue to let them control us. So if everybody stands up, there's not an army in the universe that can stop 5 or 6 billion people that stand up and say, no, we're not taking it anymore.
Yeah, amen. And especially when at least 100 million of us here are armed. And just, you know, there's a line in the sand. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, therein lies the solution, becoming willing to take a stand in whatever way we can, and to just feel that, you know, to feel the empowerment that comes when you do, you know, actually get outside of our comfort zones and do something. Hey, you know what? We've got an opportunity to take somebody on here as a call-in. I've got Tom in Utah holding on line 3. What do you say, Jim? You want to take a call here and see what's going on in Utah?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, Tom. Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, now, welcome. Welcome aboard.
Jim's in Montana?
Yes.
That's right, sir. You're correct.
In 2002, I got drugged out of my quiet retirement. When the family approached me, they were being threatened. Well, they actually had been more than threatened. They'd had a child taken by DCFS away from them. They were being accused of abuse and neglect. And so from 2002 and even till today, I've been dealing with these situations where people have been losing their kids to this bureaucracy. And in the process, I ran across the National Child Welfare Act put in place by Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton in 1993. Then that was enhanced in 1997 with what's called the Adoption and Safe Families Act. And by the way, the names are the antithesis of their function.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the Clinton's in charge of children. What could possibly go wrong there?
In the process, I've met Nancy Schaefer. remember what happened with her. I don't know. I think there most people know that her and her husband committed, quote, suicide after she was exposing the trafficking of children. Also, I made friendship, you know, through Orrin Hatch to Carol Keene Strayhorn. She wrote an expose on the Child Protective Service System in a pamphlet called The Lost or Forgotten Children. And I don't know if you've seen that, but you might dig into the web and see if there's still copies of that around. If not, get a hold of me, and I think I have probably a half a dozen or more copies of that booklet that Carol Keaton Strohorn wrote. Sorry. But anyway, I began in this battle, and I put up a page called familyversusstate.org. It's kind of amateurish back in the time that I was just learning HTML or, you know, internet writing. But then that also leads to the current case that's even alive today called Gassing America, and that's kind of bizarre. We have 34 million people living in manufactured mobile homes that actually are designed to injure them, and especially children or toddlers. When these children are made sick by the environment of these units, the families are accused of abuse and neglect. And then the other children are taken from the family, and a lot of times they just vaporize into the system.
Mm.
Well, I've stated often, Tom, right? I've stated oftentimes, Tom, that there's no worse place for a child to end up than in the clutches of Child Protective Services. I believe even studies have shown that even children that live in an abusive home have a better chance of making it in the long run than being involved in CPS. And what some people don't understand is that once a child gets into the Child Protective Service / foster care system, 50%, that's right, 50% of them go on to get into the prison system and become, you know, lifelong criminals and lifelong inmates in some cases. So it's you know, the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil, and that sort of sums a lot of it up right there.
Well, you're right there, because I've worked with the Board of Pardons in the state of Utah, and my experience in dealing with the prison inmates, almost all of them were fostered out. They are the victims of the system that was designed, at least pretends to be, their protectorate. But in fact, it is the opportunity for abuse and rape. In fact, I had a case that I really desperately tried to help in Chicago, and I actually had an appointment with Senator Barack Obama. So we tried to get two girls out of the system. But by the time they finished their aging out, they'd been through a half a dozen abortions apiece.
Oh.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
So you're right. It is a system of child trafficking more than anything else. I mean, of course, I've had a few people unhappy with me exposing that. But on the other hand, I don't want God to be unhappy with me for not exposing it.
Well, I was flat out attacked. I mean, literally, not physically attacked, but every other way. They do not want
you, were lucky,
you to
then.
They do not want to interrupt your, well, I'm a pretty large guy, and I'm armed all the time. So, I don't live in fear either. So, they do not like you trying to expose. I mean, that is their currency, man. That is the currency that they do. That's the currency that they operate in. I mean, that is their lifeblood. And without getting into the blood, we don't have to get into that right now, but there's a blood element involved too. And without getting too deep down the rabbit hole. It's despicable. It's despicable, and it's satanic, man. I don't know what else to say. It's the worst possible thing that, you know, I try to tell people, you know, with some of the people I've talked to and interviewed, if you think of the worst possible thing you can think of, and it's worse than that with what they do to these children. It's god-awful, and I want to see each and every one of them hanging from their neck until dead for what they do to these children, and I've said that numerous times on my broadcast. I want to stamp these people out and grind them to powder. if I have the opportunity.
Well, if you get a chance, go to gassyamerica.com and call me. And if you can't find a copy of Keaton Strayhorn's publication, I'll get you one.
Well, thank you, sir. I'll probably go through Stuart. Stuart, if you could facilitate that, that'd be great. I appreciate that, man.
Sounds good. Tom, thank you for calling in. We're going to let you go, but you bring up some really important stuff there. So thank you, Tom. Here he goes, everybody. Tom from Utah. Yeah, I mean, there's more, you know, more input on the fact that these people are, you know, orchestrating complete evil on every level, and their assault on the children is not undocumented. I mean, there is a huge amount of evidence to support this, and it's impossible to ignore, and it really lets us know what they're all about. I mean, that is, as you say, their currency. And at some point, I think we're getting close to the point, you know, it's like in the old monster movies. At some point, the villagers gather together, which we're not supposed to do under COVID-19, right, with the social distancing and the masks, and they come to the conclusion that enough is enough, and the villagers grab pitchforks and torches and head for the castles. And,
That's right.
You know, that's what we're really getting close to, and, you know, we don't want it to come to that. But, you know, at some point, you know, these people need to face, you know, what they've done, and we need to be rid of them. So, you know, thank God we are in America, and we have a fighting chance here. So, you know, in the closing minutes here, we've got just about 2.5 minutes left. You know, I think we've touched on a lot of good solutions, you know, distancing ourselves from mainstream media, maybe from banking, you know, maybe developing better community, you know, oriented supply of food and whatnot. But what would you like to close on? I mean, can you lead people towards your work, whether it's with the Montana Daily Gazette, you know, upcoming stuff with Mike Adams, Liberty News? You know, how can people get a hold of your work and look more at what you're doing, Jim?
Well, Stuart, I appreciate that. Thanks so much for the opportunity. You can find pretty much most everything you need to find out about me by going to MontanaGazetteRadio.com, MontanaGazetteRadio.com. That is, you can watch. I broadcast each weekday, 5 to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Montana. I'm live on that broadcast, and if you go to Montana Daily or MontanaGazetteRadio.com, you can watch the live broadcast. If you want to listen to the stream, you can go to khdnradio.com. That's khdnradio.com. It's very easy. At the very top, there's a big red arrow, I think, that says click here to listen live, and you can listen to the show that way. And, of course, Montana Daily Gazette, that's the sort of the foundational website that we actually, you know, we put news out on that website, and that the Gazette Radio is sort of a sub page to that website. So
awesome.
I really appreciate you having me on tonight. Thanks so much, Stuart.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jim. You've been a great guest. There he goes, everybody. Jim White. Everybody have a great week. Be safe. Be kind to each other. I love you. Hopefully we'll see you next Saturday on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day. Hey, 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 hey.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.